Hey, one thing I saw, you've tweeted it a couple of times over the last 18 hours. You mentioned Bill Guerin, and I guess, you know, he was named in some sort of a lawsuit, not that he himself there was any impropriety in relation to him, but it was something in relation to his time with the Penguins. Just what's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, it's just an awful, awful story. So the Pittsburgh Penguins are being sued by a couple named Jared and Aaron Scaldi. And, I mean, this is just an unbelievable story. But in November of 2018, allegedly, the Scaldis and Clark Donatelli, the coach of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins at the time, went to dinner after a road game in Providence, and allegedly twice, once outside the restaurant and once in the back seat of the car, Donatelli sexually assaulted Scaldi's wife in the back seat while he was in the front seat. And somehow, for the next 6 months, Scaldi continued to work with Donatelli and didn't confront him about the incident until May. Well, he basically, according to the lawsuit, essentially fessed up, apologized, and Scaldi said, you need to go tell Bill Guerin. Well, he never told Bill Guerin. So in June of 2019, Scaldi at the NHL draft in Vancouver tells Bill Guerin. According to the lawsuit, Bill Guerin says, I'll deal with it. You know, assured him that I'll deal with it. They get back from Vancouver to Pittsburgh 4 days later. He meets, Scaldi meets with the Penguins lawyers. 3 days after that, the coach is fired. So it really, according to this lawsuit, I mean, it actually goes out of its way to sort of paint Bill Guerin as like he acted swiftly. But what Bill Guerin allegedly, according to the lawsuit, said is when he was telling Scaldi that, hey, we're firing Donatelli, he said, we've got to keep this quiet in-house and things like that.
Oh.
It was mischaracterized by TSN. The way that the original TSN story reads, I'm actually looking at it right now, it never gives the timeline in the first like four or five graphs. The way it that it says it, I'm trying to find the actual the thing. It basically says that, if you don't mind, let me just actually find it. It says, Scaldi alleges that 7 months later, when the incident was brought to the attention of the Penguins assistant GM Bill Guerin, Guerin told Scaldi to keep quiet about the alleged assault. What he said, he apparently said this, and it doesn't sound like that. He said this after he dealt with it. The way it's characterized in TSN, it made it like Scaldi came to him and he said to him, let's keep this quiet. When
right.
The reality is that he told him right away, you know, he was horrified by it and would deal with it. And so that's the way it reads. So, you know, from a Minnesota Wild perspective, they're saying that they back him. Bill Guerin put out a statement last night that said that he acted swiftly and anything to the contrary isn't true. And from our perspective, really it's the Penguins writers that are going to deal with this now. But I read the lawsuit. Bill Guerin is a minor part of it, 40 items in. And, you know, I just think that it really was mischaracterized for a lot of times yesterday. So, I mean, you know, maybe whatever Bill Guerin said to him, maybe it wasn't the right words at the time. But I could tell you that according to the lawsuit, it's very clear as day that Bill Guerin dealt with this within 1 week of him finding out 7 months after the incident, the coach was fired.
Wow. Okay. Well, first you hope the couple finds whatever resolution they're looking for, but also
it was, I'll tell you what, I know you got to go, but I mean, that complaint was hard to read. I mean, the allegations are just absolutely disgusting. And, you know, you just wish that you just hope that the wife is doing well. You know, the lawsuit against the Penguins and Donatelli the bottom of the lawsuit basically says that she's really not doing well, obviously struggling with, it's a very, very graphic sexual assault also in this lawsuit. It was very hard to read.
Well, I appreciate you chronicling it for us on The Athletic and for all you do. And,